Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Balkrishna Industries Q1 FY24 financial results conference call, hosted by IIFL Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Joseph George from IIFL Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of IIFL Securities, I welcome you all to the 1Q FY24 results conference call of Balkrishna Industries. From Balkrishna Industries, we have with us Mr. Rajeev Poddar, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Madhusudhan Bajaj, Senior President, Commercial and CFO, along with other members of the senior management team. I'll now hand over the call to Rajeev, sir, for his opening remarks, post which we will start the Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We now have the lines of management reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good morning. Sorry for that disconnection. Thank you, Joseph. Good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Along with me, I have Mr. Bajaj, Senior President, Commercial and CFO, Mr. Ravi Joshi, Deputy CFO, Mr. Sushil Mishra, Head Accounts, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. Let me begin with performance updates. Towards the end of June, we faced disruptions on account of Biparjoy cyclone in the state of Gujarat. The operations of the Bhuj plant were suspended from the late evening of 13 June, and while operations resumed on 19 June 2023, it led to a loss of 5 days of production. However, the dispatches were affected for all plants till June end due to disruptions at Mundra Port. This resulted in lower export volumes in Q1. The total sales volume for Q1 stood at 67,209 metric tons. Domestic sales stood at 21,012 metric tons. This saw a healthy growth of 19% year-on-year. In Q2, we are facing challenges due to heat waves and recessionary fears in export market. On a positive note, the inventory-related challenges across the globe is now unwinding. However, we continue to see momentum in domestic markets. As guided in the previous calls, we estimate a CapEx spend of rupees 550 crore-600 crore in the financial year 2024. Out of this, routine maintenance CapEx will be 250 crore-300 crore. The balance will be spent towards new product development, like rubber tracks, Giant Solid Tires, to widen our product basket in the end markets, along with higher investments in brand building and marketing efforts, which is required to reach our market share globally of 10%. This market share aspiration will be reached in next 4 years, post next round of CapEx committing, getting commercialized. With this, I now move on operational highlights. Our standalone revenue for the quarter stood at 2,115 crore, a degrowth of 22% year-on-year. This includes realized loss on Forex pertaining to sales of 5 crore. For the Q1 FY24, 45% of sales came from Europe, 31% came from India, and 15% came from Americas. The balance came from rest of the world. In terms of channel contribution, 72% was contributed from replacement segment, while OEM contributed to 26%, with the balance coming from offtake. In terms of category, agricultural segment contributed 59%, while OTR industrial construction contributed 38%, and the balance came from other segments. The standalone EBITDA for the quarter was at 487 crore, with a margin of 23%. Other income for the quarter stood at 66 crore. Coming to the net forex items, for the quarter we had net forex gain of 38 crores, which includes realized gain of 5 crores and unrealized gain of 33 crores. Profit after tax stood at rupees 312 crores for the quarter. Our gross debt stood at 2,861 crores at the end of 30th June 2023, of which 75% is relating to working capital debt. Our cash and cash equivalent were at 2,245 crore. The board of directors have declared a first interim dividend of rupees 4 per share. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and leave the floor open to Q&A.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Jhawar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is overall on volume. We reported a decline and you alluded that there was an impact on production as well as disruption on the port. But just wanted to check, how is the demand situation? And we had in the past spoken about inventory destocking. So where are we on that? And also lastly, when you look at breakup between agri and OTR, the decline seems to be more steep on the agri side. So overall, if you can comment on the demand environment, sir.
So as I mentioned in my commentary, the challenges for this quarter continue. We are still not out of the woods, basically. So we forecast challenging times. That said, that if the disruption was not there, that would have given us 5 days extra production, and which would have met. So it would not be as low as it has come to, in this quarter. But the challenges yet continue.
Yeah, but sir, can you give us some comment on the retail on the ground demand? Did it see some growth, or we are seeing that even the end market demand has been, challenging? And where are we specifically on the destocking? How much more we can expect?
So the demand is continuing at the end user. As I mentioned in my commentary, the unwinding at inventory level is going down. I mean, is clearing up. So that's a good sign for us. And that should kick in some demand. But overall challenges continue, and we expect it to be stable at this moment.
So my second question is on the, freight increase that we had taken and we are rolling back. So to what extent it is left? We saw a decline in ASP as compared to last year. How much of the rollback we should expect in the next few quarters, sir?
No more
rollback. I mean, we've rolled back the whole freight component in our ASP. So that is already gone through in the Q4 of last year.
Perfect. And so for the final question is on the margin trajectory. Sir, other tire companies have reported reasonable, gross margin expansion. How should we think about it in our case, considering our, your product segment is, very, very different. But overall on the raw material side, how should we expect the benefit to flow through?
So difficult to give a number, but we expect a positive outcome.
Okay, sir. I'll fall back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on good EBITDA margin performance. So, related to heat wave impact on the demand, sir, on the agriculture activity globally, will there be this one quarter impact or could we see the impact for few quarters?
So, difficult to give an answer now, but as we mentioned, the end user demand is there. There is inventory clearing out which has taken place. So these are the positives to say. That said, there is recessionary fears and heat wave impacts which will be there. So, we see demand being a little challenging at the moment. Difficult to give a number as to which quarter or how long the impact will be for.
Right, sir. So realization were lower this quarter by 1.5% sequentially. So any reason for the, is it a product mix, sir?
So realization is lower because of the raw material cost has gone down. So that is why we have passed the benefit to our customers.
Okay. So 1.5% benefit was passed through, right?
Roughly, yes, sir. Average.
Average may be little more, but yes, this is the case.
Okay. And going ahead, sir, how do you see the realization, sir?
For the whole year, as I mentioned in my commentary last time, we expected to be between around 300-305 on the lower side. So that's where we should see it towards the end of this year.
And this lower relation from current level will be mainly because of pass-through? Or,
yes. Pass-through of raw material pricing.
Right, sir. And sir, India volume growth has been very strong, supported by better availability. What should be the growth for the full year? And how's the dealer inventories levels in India, sir?
So as we are not, as we mentioned, we are not giving a guidance for this year because we see challenges. So difficult to give a number and where we will end up for the year. We'll take it quarter by quarter. And India, as I mentioned, remains strong. And that's a good segment, good geography for us to focus on, and we are continuing to do so.
Right, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference, we request you to limit your questions to two per participant only. The next question is on the line of Raghunandan from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Good to see margin at 23%. Sir, on the demand side, the hope has been that demand should improve sequentially. And as we go towards second half of the year, things should improve in terms of agri segment, in terms of Europe region, or there could be triggers in terms of Balkrishna gaining market share on the OEM side. So if you can just talk about, we understand that currently the situation is challenging, but going forward, as we go to second half of the year, where the hope is normalization of demand, what are the triggers which could help the demand trajectory?
So, yes, typically the second half is better than the first half. So we are not able to give a number or guidance to where it will be. We are going to wait and watch and take it quarter by quarter to see the impact of weather and recession and other fears which are pertaining in the market at this stage.
Got it, sir. On the OEM side, company has historically been gaining market share. So would you expect those trends to continue this year as well?
Yes.
Got it, sir. And my second question, just a couple of clarification. So in Q1, that 5 days production impact and also the impact of not being able to do dispatches at Mundra port. So that benefit should spill over to Q2. Any quantification as to what was the loss in dispatch because of this temporary issue? And also, if you can put a number, where is the global inventory level currently and how does it compare with the normal level?
So, yeah, you're right. We had an impact of 5-day production loss and 10-day dispatch towards the end of the quarter, which should spill over. But that said, please bear in mind, Q2 is always our weakest quarter, so that spillover should get us at par to where we have been in the previous quarter. So that is how we are looking at it. We give you numbers when we reach the end of this quarter. And as far as the inventory at the global end user distributor dealer level, it's coming down, and it's that's there. It's more or less close to normal where it should be.
Got it, sir. Close to normal level. Thank you so much, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Siddharth Behera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, again on this heat wave indications which we have given, generally has it already led to sort of the pull from the channel being lower in the current quarter? You have already started seeing that, or this is more your expectations that some of these will lead to a slower pickup than what we had expected?
Yes, we have started seeing the impact, and that's why we are highlighting it to everybody.
Okay. And second is, in general, given that we had this inventory benefit in terms of the raw material not fully visible yet, so current quarter inventory levels, are they current reflection of whatever the commodity prices are, or do you think there can be some more benefit depending on wherever the commodities are right now?
No, full benefits has come, and the raw material prices we are expecting now is stable.
It is likely to step up from current level.
Stable.
Okay. Got it. So you don't see any more further commodity benefit coming up in the coming quarters based on the current commodity prices?
Yes, correct.
Okay, got it. And sir, any color on this demand, by when shall we start expecting some recovery on the volume side, going back to that 75,000-80,000? Will it happen by the end of this year, or you think it may be longer given your understanding of the ground level demand?
We can't put a date to it. We would like it to come as soon as possible. We are ready from infrastructure point of view to cater to that, but we'll wait and watch. I think we'll give you guidance quarter by quarter as to what visibility we see, but difficult to put a number by when it will come.
But sir, weakness is more on agri or OTR side, where which segment do you think is witnessing more softness?
All over, both the segments.
Okay. And this weather pattern changing of heat waves and all, how does this impact demand generally for the farmer? Because replacement, I would have hoped that it would have been quite stable. So generally with heat waves, how does the demand pattern gets impacted?
It affects the end user, no? Because he's not able to do his agricultural work because the soil is so hot. So it affects the crop, it affects his income. So he's also forecasting and seeing where to be. So difficult to do the process of work that he would have normally done because it has an impact on the crop that he would grow.
Okay, got it, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Pramod Amte from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the question. Sir, first one is with regard to the end market. So what is the pricing competitive scenario, because the slowdown seems to be surprising everybody. So is there a discipline happening by the competition, or they are desperate to fight out one? And related to the same is, has the freight unwinding in the ASP is complete now, or you feel there is some more to be passed on to normalize it?
So, yeah, in whenever there is a little slowness, there will always be some irrational movements. So we are competing with it, and at the moment we are able to negate it. So we hope to continue to do the same in the coming years, coming quarters also. As I mentioned, that towards the end of the towards the end of the year, our realizations may drop to levels of 300-305, the ASPs. That is an indication that the pass-ons of both raw material and of the pricing competition war would maybe come bring it down to that. But that's where we estimate it to be.
And the second one is with regard to the interest cost. So if I look at your annual report, page number 125, you clearly call out for capitalized interest cost is for last year. was almost 20 crores in spite of the netting off leading to a 40 odd crores. So it seems like you are capitalizing one third of the interest cost. Can you give what is this for? Because our understanding was you are running such a big cash and you have a lot of loan is in the working capital. So is it you have taken loan for the plant and hence you are capitalizing it? And what is the capitalized cost interest in the first quarter?
Yes, so it's not pro rata, one-fourth what is being capitalized. Only capitalized portion is related to the long-term ECB, which is taken for the CAPEX. And the amount keep changing depending on the accounting principle.
So would you quantify what is for first quarter when you have done an expense of 20 crores? What is the capitalized amount?
It's hardly 8 to 10% of it.
So last year it looks like 30%.
Yeah, it was. It depends on the running exchange rate actually. So it keep changing.
Okay. Thanks. And all of us.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Mayur from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So, you know, just trying to understand at one point, you mentioned that the benefit of commodity you expect to remain stable at going forward. And you also mentioned that you've taken a price cut, so you've passed on this benefit. So is it that you're looking at steady gross margins as a function and that is why you've taken the price cut, or this is really from a competitive angle that you want to maintain the volumes and that is why the price cut?
It's a mix of both.
So as far as competition is concerned, should we read it that this is more competition coming from China, because we still don't know whether China is kind of normalized or what is really the status in the European market as such?
No, it's coming from across the globe, not China alone.
Okay, so what we're trying to read is that while at one point you've said that realization could actually come off, you're also maintaining that you will still be able to close the year at 23% plus EBITDA margins.
Yes, we are quite confident of that.
Great. Thank you, sir. That will be all.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. A couple of clarifications. One is, if I recollect it, we had indicated that we still had some high...
Sorry, Mr. Gandhi, we can't hear you very... if you're on speaker, we request you to come off. Your voice is coming muffled.
Is it better now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, on the RM cost benefit side, if I recollect, we had indicated that there was some high-cost inventory which was still getting carried in 1Q. So, in that context, not expecting any further RM cost benefit, can you just touch upon that? How do we, how one should see that?
So, high-cost inventory almost adjusted now, and now the current inventory material we have is at the current cost only, and we expect stable prices now onwards.
So, the 1Q level of gross margins is what we should expect, but for any changes going forward, but for any changes in RM going forward?
Yes, we look to sustain at these.
Okay. And second question pertains to the CAPEX guidance which we have given. So in that, we are also talking about investment towards marketing side. So is this over and above what we do normally through P&L, or this is part of that?
No, it's part of that.
Okay. And lastly, with respect to immediate quarter, second quarter, will there be some benefit of the dispatches which could not happen, the 10-day dispatch loss which we talked about? Would that be done in 2Q, or it may not happen because to control the inventory on the ground, we may defer that?
No, it will happen in Q2.
It will happen in 2Q. And in that context, 2Q should be slightly stronger than what it otherwise could have been.
As I mentioned earlier, sir, that Q2 is always our weakest quarter. So you have to put that factor also, and the demand is challenging. So put those two factors and then add the spillover. So don't, it's not going to be normal quarter plus the add-on. So you have to account for both these factors.
Yes, I mean, obviously, 2Q is the seasonally weakest. That is very, very well appreciated.
Yes.
Okay.
Because even in the domestic markets in Q2, you are hit with monsoon and everything. So all those also come into factor. Huh? So it means put both the numbers together to get to a real number.
That's a fair point. And lastly, if I take a step back and get our broader margins on margin guidance of 26% to 28%, and given that we are now at about 23%, including the full benefit of RN, how do we see between 3 to 5 percentage point accretion to margin over medium term coming from operating leverage is obviously one part, but beyond that, what else should be enabling that margin expansion to our normalized range?
So I think the biggest driver would be volume growth, because you know that would bring in a lot of efficiency with that. And then along with that, you'll have your hedge rates and other operating factors which will come in.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Also, some part of that will be linked to product mix also.
Right. The product mix going in favor of OTR.
The radialization. Yeah.
Right. Got it. Great. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Basudev Banerjee from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the questions. Sequentially, other expenses, except for freight costs, were lower. So other than volume decline...
Basudev, we can't hear you. Please, can you be off speaker?
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm saying other than freight expenses, other expense line item was lower sequentially. Is it purely due to lower volume or ad marketing expenses were curtailed or something else?
So basically lower volumes and low freight rates. So the marketing expenses and all are stable. That's not contributed to that reduction.
Sure, understood. Second question, sir. Rest, not futuristic, but inventory levels have fallen in the target export market. But if you can give a qualitative idea how the retail sales of your portfolio has been happening, say, for last 3 quarters?
So at the retail level, there is destocking. And as I mentioned, that destocking has now reached normalized levels. So that is the positive side. But difficult to put a number and where we will end up and all, that's very difficult at this stage.
No. What I meant is end customer offtake from your distributor at ground consumption level, how has the volumes been behaving in last 3 quarters?
That has been stable. So that has been stable, and because of that, there has been destocking levels have come back to, you know, the stocking levels are at normal conditions because the end level demand is yet holding up.
Sure. Next question, sir. If I look at even your realization at 3.5,
you're breaking up.
Yeah, audible.
A little bit better.
Yeah, so just wanted to understand if I look at 26% plus margin and 310 ASP per kg, which means a EBITDA per kg of almost 80 rupees. And historically, if I see your portfolio EBITDA per kg, highest has been somewhere around 78 and in general close to 70 or below that. So what qualitative thing one should look at in the longer run that your EBITDA per kg is improving?
As I mentioned earlier, the biggest driver will be volume growth, followed by better hedge rates and also product mix. So, and you know, all these factors coming together will get us there.
So then lastly, what's the hedge rate for 24-25 now, euro?
87.88 currently for the whole year.
This fiscal.
Sorry?
FY24 is 87.88 for the whole of the year.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Rishi Vora from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Sir, first on the commodity itself, we have seen crude prices, rallying by almost 15% over the last 1 to 2 months. So, if the prices sustain at these levels, do you expect any headwinds to come through in 3Q or 4Q?
So, demand is low currently of all commodities. So, we don't expect much changes in the current price of the raw materials.
Understood. And on the competitive intensity side, a lot of the domestic players, are focusing on OHT segment. Well, obviously BKT, over the last 2 decades have done exceedingly well. So how are you seeing the competitive intensity currently from the domestic player itself? And if the competitive intensity is increasing, what are we doing to, offset the impact of the same?
So when we are playing to our strengths as a huge market and big opportunity, we are focused on that. We have about 5 to 6% of the global share. So there is a 94-95% market yet available, and we are focusing on that in our product basket and in our category of premium products, premium players. So that's where our focus is, and that's what we are trying to do.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Mohit Jain from Tara Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, my question was related to the previous question, which is the impact of oil prices. Now, you said that the commodity prices are stable and you expect them to the margins to move in line with operating leverage. But just if you can talk about the impact of oil prices, because they've moved up, as the last participant said, by almost 25% in the last 1 month.
So, as we told that globally, the demand is low of the tire segment. So the raw material prices are not likely to go up from here much. It is likely to be stable for the rest of the year. That's what we understand.
Understood. So then it's fair to say that in the very near term, volumes remain the main or the only levers for margins to improve.
Yes.
And then also on the hedging, you said that the hedging will help. Your hedging levels were at 87. Currently, Euro INR is at 90. So the hedges will be slightly out of the money right now.
Correct. Because earlier when Euro was 80 rupees, that time also hedging was continuous process. So once it is going up, then we will be getting the benefit of that. So it is slight here and there, but for the full year, 87.88 is the, we will be standing at 87.88.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks. Thanks for the answers.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ashutosh Tiwari from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I joined a bit late. First question, other income is very high in this quarter, 66 crores. Any one-off in that?
So there is a mark-to-market impact in that on the forex and the treasury.
How much is that in mark-to-market? Like, and generally basically, going ahead, what should we assume on a quarterly basis, other income sort of thing?
I don't have the exact number with me, but it's about 50-55 crores in that range.
Okay. Okay. And out of this 21,000 India volumes you mentioned for the quarter, what would it split between agriculture and OTR?
I don't have the breakup for the Indian market, but it's the overall company-wise, I can give you the breakup. We are at, just 1 second. We are at...
That I know. From PPT, we have that data. That's
we
okay.
We don't give out the breakup geography-wise, so I don't have that number.
Generally, in this quarter, it was mainly agriculture which picked up in India, or it is also construction tires did well?
All over, both our segments.
Okay. And and what is the gross debt as of June?
2850.
Lastly, on the realization part, you mentioned 300 to 305 rupees per kg, but that also includes carbon black, which probably is ramping up now. So even despite the fact that your carbon black plant will come up and it's included in sales, do you expect this kind of fall in realizations?
So we expect that there will be some fall. That is the lower limit we have given.
Okay. And what is the utilization level of current carbon black plant of 170,000, 1.7 lakh tons? What is the utilization level?
Current prices are ruling 100 to 204 rupees a kg.
No, no. Utilization level of that carbon black plant.
Utilization is around, you can say, 85-90%.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rajat from InCred AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. So most of my questions have been answered. Just one thing, sir. You said that the current market share is 5 to 6% and that your goal is to achieve 10% market share in the next 4 to 5 years. So just wanted to understand, that would mean like more than doubling down your sales from current levels. So incrementally, how much more capacity would you need for to achieve this 10% market share? And what do you think would be the expected capex spend?
So as I mentioned in my commentary, that this will be four years after the next capex cycle, and that is where it will get us. So once we do the capex planning and all, we will make the announcements, and after which come online, it will be 4 years.
All right. Okay. And one more thing, sir. So the employee expenses seem to have slightly declined on a YOY basis from 107 crores last year to 105 crores this year. So have we not taken any employee raises for this year? And is it expected to come later part of this year?
So this is because of the volumes. Volumes are low, so it is why proportionately it has been reduced.
Okay, so so we have a lot of contractual labor. Sorry, pardon my ignorance, but
we have majority contractual labor.
Okay, sure, got it. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you have around 3,200 SKUs. So how much SKUs do you have in OTR segment? And if you can throw some more light on the new business win in OTR segment in overseas and India.
So we don't give the breakup segment-wise. So I don't have those numbers for the SKUs. And
so if you can throw some more light on the new business win in the OTR segment in overseas and India.
Yeah, I mean, that's a normal continued process. So we can give you, I mean, as I said, that roughly the OTR contributed about 38% of our business, and that continues to grow.
And as you had mentioned that you are looking for the 50% mix from the OTR segment. So where do you see potential opportunity for BKT? Which all the markets you are looking for, targeting?
Globally, all across the globe. We are targeting everywhere, wherever we can get the sales going. So not one particular geography.
Okay. And this quarter, domestic business growth was very much strong. Have you won any new business in domestic market?
Voice muffled. What was your question? Have I done what in domestic?
In domestic business, growth was very much strong. So have you won the new business in domestic market? And just wanted to know, what is the replacement, what is OEMs in domestic?
We don't give individual geography breakup, but yes, we have won new business in India, and that's where it's reflecting in the numbers.
So this run rate will be sustainable in the coming quarter because of this new business win?
Yes, yes. But only, as I mentioned in my commentary earlier, the numbers will be sustainable in the long term. Quarter may be little up or down because of the weather, because this is, both because of the weather and rains, both agri and construction activities are generally slower. So if you account that, the rest of the business should sustain at these levels in the other quarters.
Thanks, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Devrat Jhunjhunwala from Nepean Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
You mentioned a gross debt of 2,850 crores. Is there any plan to restructure or repay this debt over the next financial year or beyond?
So the short-term borrowing is the working capital is getting adjusted as per business, And long term, as per the repayment schedule, we will be repaying that soon. That will be as per the schedule given by the when we took the loan. So we do not see any issue in the repayment, and we are following that schedule.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please.
Hello.
Yes.
My question is on demand outlook side only. Like you mentioned, India is doing well, but Europe and America is showing the problem. So my question is on the recessionary fear. You mentioned the reason for it. So it is more in the Europe side or in the America side? And further, it is more towards the agro segment side or the OTR side?
It is in both the geographies and both the segments. The recessionary fears are in both US and, I mean, Americas and Europe, and in both the segments, Agri and OTR.
Understood. And sir, secondly, we are doing CAPEX, but like you mentioned, these major geographies are facing the problem. So does that mean the CAPEX is mainly for India, or would think the things will be improved in 1 year time?
So, I mean, the CAPEX is done for across the world. We don't see that these issues will continue for long term. So when those markets come, we will be able to cater to them. And also these are new products. So, we'll be opening new areas of avenue for the country, for the company.
Understood, sir. And lastly, sir, are you seeing any problem in the terms of like rising imports into India from the other geographies?
Not for us at this moment.
Thanks. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking the last question. That is on the line of Disha Seth from Anvil Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, I just wanted to ask that as India is growing very nicely, so going forward, our margins, India doesn't have that high margins as an export market. So if you can give some guidance, how our margins will shape up in coming 2 years as India is growing faster? Hello?
You'll be betting of utilization of capacities, so margins should sustain at similar levels. There will be marginal lower margins for domestic, but overall it will be at that level.
Okay, great. And so last question. Wanted to check when you said Q2 will have spillover, but it will be similar level to last Q2 or last Q1, because FY23 Q2, like last year, it had a very good results. We had like 83,000 of volumes and 2,700 of sales. So when you said it will be on similar level, it would be on Q1 similar level or Q2? Because of the challenges and losses.
Ma'am, I don't want to speculate a number. Let's wait for the quarter to get over, and then we can comment on a number. Because we don't want to have speculative numbers given.
Not in terms of, I'm not asking any numbers on MA, but when you say it will be on similar levels, it would be on a Q1 similar trend. That's what I'm trying to understand.
More or less similar to Q1.
And sir, how much would be the loss of production in Q1 itself, which has gone by because of that 5 days and Mundra port disruption?
Roughly 4,000 to 5,000 metric tons.
4,000 to 5,000 metric. Okay. That's it from my side, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Joseph George for his closing comments.
Thank you. That brings us to the end of the call. I will hand over the call to Rajiv sir for concluding remarks, if any.
No, just wanted to thank everybody for taking out the time and hearing us. Thank you for your support as always. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.